Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Cascarella. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Cascarella. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ollie Bijma. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift scores. West moves to second. One out. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma strikes out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bijma fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Pepper goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hemsley strikes out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-1 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cascarella strikes out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hemsley for a passed ball. Kramer moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Clift reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a line drive towards short. McNair catches it and throws to second to double up West. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cascarella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McNair. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Higgins. Melillo goes all the way around to score. Hemsley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-2 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman is thrown out after the base hit. Kramer scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McNair. Clift moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. West strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Pepper reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Burns moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball towards left. Pepper settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pepper. McNair moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Lou Finney pinch hits for Joe Cascarella. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pepper who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. McNair scores. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Browns. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 6-5, Browns. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wurstler moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wurstler scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 6, Browns, 6. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bijma fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Bob Klein now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-3 in the game. Bijma bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to second. One out. Rogers Hornsby pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Klein reaches second base with a double. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Athletics. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Klein scores. It's 8-6, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 9-6, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With four walks. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-6, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. West hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. West reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West moves to third. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pepper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. West scores. Burns moves to third. Pepper moves to second. It's 11-7, Athletics. Harry Matuszak now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Pepper scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 11-9, Athletics. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-3 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Campbell scores. Melillo moves to third. One out. It's 11-10, Athletics. Debs Garms pinch hits for Jack Knott. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hayes settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Garms reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Bijma goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 11. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.